Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Of course, there's very much a focus today on, at long last, an investigation of ResiCare. Craig Crawford, local member, now has become the relevant minister. He's hinting that there has to be drastic action. Only hinting at this stage, and hopefully he'll be considering the remote option, getting these out-of-control kids out of town, away from temptation, and most important of all, away from the victims. There's 160,000 victims, potential victims in Cairns, and they need a break. But have a listen to this. I mean, really, for example, if you had a bus held up in the olden days, it would be an adult, probably a male, and it might be a teenager, you know, 18, 19-year-old, 20 or whatever. That's the young, and invariably male. Well, have a listen now. This is last night over at Red Lynch. Police have charged two teenage girls following alleged assaults on a bus in Red Lynch last night. Shortly after 5 p.m, police responded to reports of an alleged assault and robbery on a bus near Kamarunga Road. Now, for a start, you've got the bus driver. Invariably, they're the first target because they've got the money, I presume. And what do you need to do when you hear the details of this? Imagine a teenager. In fact, you'd have a picture in your mind, perhaps, of a male, probably mid-teens these days, 16, 17, 18. Well, forget it. Upon police arrival, a bus driver, a 53-year-old Cairns woman, had sustained injuries. She was transported to the Cairns Hospital for treatment. A passenger, a 37-year-old Trinity Beach woman, also was injured. Police located four teenage girls in Caravonica. Four teenage girls in Caravonica a short time later. Now, get a picture of, for example, a 13-year-old in your mind, and what stage of education, if they in fact go to school, what stage would they be up to in their education? So have a picture in your mind of a 13-year-old. Police located four teenage girls in Caravonica a short time later. Would they be embarrassed upon arrest? Not on your life. It'll be alleged a 13-year-old girl spat on a police officer. A 13-year-old girl has been charged with one count each of assaults occasioning bodily harm, serious assault of a public officer, serious assault of a police officer, and stealing. Now, she's expected to appear at Cairns Children's Court at a later date, but even if they did do something effective, which they very rarely do in the Children's Court, we hear that today that 95% of kids, once they get out of Cleveland Detention Centre in Townsville, go straight back to offending again. Seriously? What do these people think they're doing? A juvenile justice system is an absolute disgrace and an insult to all of us potential victims out here. Anyway, it goes on to say a second 13-year-old will be dealt with under the Provisions Youth Justice Act, and two 15-year-olds were released without charge. Now, once again, the poor old bus drivers, front line, copping this all the time. They're the first ones to cop it. Have they got any relief around the corner? Is there any relief at all in sight? Not in your life. Jared Abbott is on the line. We've talked about it in the past. Still, we're not getting adequate protection for these drivers. Jared's the Director Organising Transport Workers Union in Queensland. Jared, good morning.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Here we go again, Jared. When are we going to get some worthwhile protection for drivers and, of course, the passengers?
Well, that is the question, isn't it? Because it's not like the solutions haven't been waved around in the face of the people that make these decisions, but it just seems so slow to get anything done. I mean, we got these protective cabins in place, and that's been great for the drivers. What it doesn't do is protect the passengers. And, you know, we've said it time and time again, we've got to get the cash off the buses. This isn't even big money that people are going after here. It's a small amount of money, but it's just easy pickings for people. Mm. We've got to get the cash off the buses. We've got to get some actual say in where these network officers are placed. And we've got to get some decent network officers that actually make people realise that they have a role to be good citizens within society. They can't just jump on buses and assault people and throw their weight around and steal money off us.
Let me take you back to the point you're making, most importantly, get the cash off the buses. Would that be a big deal? Would that be particularly difficult to arrange?
No. I mean, like, you know, most of the other cities already do it. It's only a few places in Queensland that still have cash on buses. And surprise, surprise, those are the same places where we have the robberies. Exactly. I mean, people, no one's robbing cash, no one's robbing buses in southeast Queensland because all they're going to end up with is a machine that does nothing.
You talked about a network, too, of people who could provide some level of protection or deterrent. Talk to me about that.
So we currently have a small amount of network officers in Cairns. We really think that they probably need around 30, at least for the next couple of years, just to get things under control. But one of the biggest problems with the network officers is that the companies aren't willing to put them in the places that they need to be. There seems to be some kind of fear that'll end in a work cover claim or something. So they send these network officers, and often in groups, on buses where there's no problems, while the people that are actually doing the runs that are having unsocial behaviour and these bad assaults and attacks and stuff are crying out saying, no, they need to be here. And there's nothing in place to actually make sure that the network officers are put in the places they need to be. So we've been arguing with these companies and with the state for some time now to say, use your health and safety forums to determine where the network officers go. Identify the high-risk route, and that's where you discharge these people. Yeah. That's where they're going to have the most impact.
Oh, gee, I wish you would have a level of success. I mean, obviously, you're talking with government authorities all the time. Can you see any light at the end of the tunnel? I have people, particularly elderly people now, who used to rely on the bus. Now they're not even going to get on the bloody bus. You've got the foul language, you've got the racial slurs, etc., and you've got the fear of being attacked. When do you think we might see some light at the end of the tunnel, Jared?
I think it's when the government actually starts to realise that they need to start listening to the people on the actual buses. They need to stop listening to the companies providing the service and stop listening to their policy advisors, but actually listen to the people that ride the buses, listen to the people that drive the buses. These are the people that know what the problems are and what the solutions are. And as soon as we have something in place that actually does that, I mean, we invest a huge amount of money, of government money, of taxpayers' money into the bus service, and yet we're not investing it wisely. I think the government announced something like $60 million that they put into network officers last year to increase the security on the buses. And time again, we're getting calls from bus drivers going, I've got four or five network officers on my bus, and there's no one on the bus. Like, why are they on this bus? Why aren't they out there in these areas where the problems are?
Yes, exactly. Excellent update, Jared. Really appreciate this.
Thanks for your time, mate.
And more power to you. Jared Abbott there, Director of the Organising Transport Workers Union in Queensland.